This is GQDN for Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. By the way, you can go get Quest Worthy as well while you're there. Go do it. It's good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there. Lots of stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we're going to China for a couple of stories. Definitely. There's some collections that have been announced, and something was ruled out and something else was delisted. Or maybe not delisted. Maybe on sale. I got my words wrong. But like I said, we're going to China first. And Gadget.com did say that NVIDIA is now resuming the sales of the AI chip to China. And they're saying that NVIDIA will be able to start selling the H2O AI GPU to China again soon, after getting some approval to do so from the United States government. And the company has announced that in a blog post. Now, earlier this year, the company was blocked from selling the H2O to China over the concerns that it could aid the nation's military. Now, there was an article about this, and it did say, quote, NVIDIA is filing applications to sell the H2O GPU again. The U.S. governments have assured NVIDIA that license to be granted, and NVIDIA hopes to start delivery soon, end quote. Now, the United States government started blocking the sales of NVIDIA's AI graphics processors, like the A100 and the H200, to China 3 years ago. And that's where NVIDIA did develop the A800 and the H800 chips for the Chinese market. Now, NVIDIA's CEO did talk about the concerns that China's military would be able to use those chips to develop AI. He said, quote, that is Jensen Huang, and he said, quote, again, they don't need NVIDIA's chips, certainly on America's tech stacks, in order to build their military. Further quote, they simply can't rely on it. Now, why put this here? Well, that would be, okay, some political concerns, but it's to let you know that this could affect the chip prices if you're going to build your own PC. Okay, so now we're going to go all over the place, starting with Fortnite. Because it was down earlier today, but it is back up now. But what happened was, according to GameSpot.com, that Fortnite did have an update, and there was a bug in it. So here's what the Fortnite status did say on X. Quote, hey everyone, we're extending downtime while we work to resolve an issue discovered during the offline checks. We'll do our best to get Fortnite servers online ASAP. Keep an eye on this thread for any further updates. Now, that was done around 7 o'clock Eastern time, and the bug did prevent people from getting online. But, Fortnite is back up right now. So, Fortnite being back up, well, we'll see what happened with the delay. But that did happen. So if you're playing Fortnite, just know that the bug is fixed. If you play Fortnite, you might like Fallout. Because Fallout 5 may be greenlit. WCCF Tech did give the news, and Bethesda may now be working on Fallout. Okay, fine, they were working on Starfield back last year, and we all know what happened with that. Didn't have a great start, but things did pick up for it. But now, after Starfield and Elder Scrolls, we are now looking at Fallout 5. And Bethesda's Todd Howard was mentioned about that within the Windows Central reporter, Jez Corden, and he was on the XB2 podcast, and he did say that they did take the first major step to make Fallout 5, and the game is now, quote, fully greenlit, end quote. Now, there's a big number of Bethesda developers working on more DLCs for Starfield. That's according to Corden. And some of the staff is working on Elder Scrolls as well. But Fallout 5 is also being worked on. as according to WCC Up Tech, we shall see. But we're going back to Engadget because while one game could come, another game is leaving. John Wick Hex is being delisted on all the platforms on July 17th. So the game is going bye-bye because Big Fan Games to post a statement on the title Steam page. And it did say that the game will be delisted from all platforms on July 17th. Now, the publisher did say that those who have acquired the action game from the digital storefront will still be able to download it, and the physical console copies will still work too. But they didn't say why the game is being delisted. Although Engadget does think that the licensing issues may be a part of it. And Mike Bethel did get up on Blue Sky and said that his insiders wasn't doing any talking, basically. So, that'll be that for that game. But if you still want it, you can see it's on sale at Humble, and that's where the Steam keys are available for $4 or 80% off. So enjoy that one if you can. And PC Games N was looking at Xbox. Oh, it's not the actual big-time console, it was the Asus Xbox Ally. And they're talking about the prices, possible prices, because they were leaked, and no one did expect either the model to target the Steam Deck, but it still could beat the price around $1,000. And that would be twice the cost of the base Steam Deck LCD. Now, the new Xbox Ally could earn a spot on some of the extensive guides, because PC Games says that if it does live up to its expectations. Now, this is just a price leak, so we don't actually know what the actual prices could be, because if the base number is going to be $1,000, the Xbox Ally X could be at $1,050. Now, they also played a little bit of what if, because they did take a look at the Asus ROG Ally Ryzen Z1 Extreme. That's at $700. So if they took the base of that, along with the current rates and some things, it would still be around the $700. And that's what they're thinking. PC Games N is thinking. But price has been leaked for this Xbox ROG Ally. But WCC Up Tech says we're going from one hardware to another. PlayStation 6 and the next Xbox console, because they think they won't see any adoption of DirectX 12 work graphics. Now, this is just a rumor, so we're going back to Rumorville. And that's where the AMD leaker, Kepler L2, did comment on the possibility of the next generation consoles and whether or not they would have access to DirectX 12 work graphics features. Because if they did, according to the article, the developers would have a better time of developing games with better performance that would go along the complex workloads. And that's where the hardware and API will be ready. So, what could actually happen here? So, could they be working with DirectX 12? Well, they'd have to show off their works there, wouldn't they? That's right, we're going back to China, because PlayStation went to China's Joy Expo, or is going there, to Shanghai next month. And Daniel Camilio to get up on X and say something about it. Quote, Sony will be present at China Joy in August with a major booth. For this generation of consoles, Sony has been the most aggressive of the big three market with its marketing in the country. China Joy is the biggest gaming expo in the world, with approximately 367,000 visitors in 2024. Now, there's no idea as to what games will be provided there, but when that time comes, I mean next month, we will be talking about that. Now, that's not the only thing for PlayStation though. Just know that GameSpot.com said that PlayStation 5 system update is up now, and there's not much to say about it. In fact, the patch notes did say, quote, we've improved system software performance and stability. So, there's an update. Oh, if you were planning on playing some Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D remake, Square Enix, according to Nintendo Life, said that there are no plans for the, quote, upgrade path. In fact, that is going from a Nintendo Switch to Nintendo Switch 2. One of the people got up on their forums and said, or did ask the question, quote, can copies of Switch version of Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D Remake be upgraded to the Switch 2 version? Answer was, quote, no. There is no upgrade path currently available or planned. Please buy your copy or whichever system you would like to play it on. PlayStation 5. It's good there. PlayStation 5. But we'll stick with Nintendo because the 8-bit Deuce Pro 3 controller, well, you might like the stands it's on because they're charging docks. Yep, they're charging docks. And they will be compatible with Switch 1 and Switch 2. And those will be about $70 for the price tag. So there is that. And they come in different colors along with switchable buttons. It's purple, like an off-white. Purple, off-white, and gray. And it's a Bluetooth gamepad. The controller with the stand is $70. The charging stand. So if you want to play with that instead of the Joy-Cons, have at it. I think Nintendo would agree. Now, if you wanted to get high on life for your Xbox players, your Xbox did say that High on Life is returning to Xbox Game Pass. And right now is a good time to play it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So if you're going to play it, get to it. So I believe that goes up today. If not today, then very soon. Back on Game Pass. I bet this is coming too. The Life is Strange Collection, which would include all 5 Life is Strange games, will launch October 2nd for $60. Pre-orders are now available on Square Enix Store. And it's all standard, and it's only for PlayStation 5, though watch for it on all the different platforms. So it's going to have Life is Strange Remastered, Life is Strange Before the Storm Remastered, Life is Strange 2, Life is Strange Double Exposure, and Life is Strange 2 True Colors Deluxe Edition. $60 for all those games in one bundle. What did it say? Game is coming back to Game Pass. I forgot. Other ones are coming to Game Pass too. Already said High on Life, but RoboCop's going there. My Friendly Neighborhood, Back to the Dawn, Robotic Factor, Wheel World, Wuchang, Fallen Feathers, Grounded 2, and Farming Simulator 25. And that is available from today to August 1st. Yep, they're coming. And so is this. Fanatical's got stuff up on sale too. And there are a whole bunch of different games like Resident Evil Village, Devil May Cry 5, and Dead Rising 4. And you can get them for just over $6. All up on Fanatical. Mega Man 11's up there. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite is up there. Lots of good stuff. Lots of very good stuff. You know you like sales. Sales are good. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.